So a quick overview of Simchat Torah here in Israel. Here in Israel, Simchat Torah and Shmini Atzeret are together, the way it should be. So it means that the Torah tells us that we have a 7-day Yom Tov of Sukkis, and then Vayom HaShemini Atzeret Yelachem. On the 8th day, God says, I want a Yom Tov of Atzeret, a Yom Tov where you just gather with me. So it doesn't have the laws of Sukkot in many ways. You'll notice the Musaf is different than every other day. You'll notice that we don't shake loaves in Esrog on Shmini Atzeres. We don't sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Even though it's the 8th day, so that seems to show it's connected to the first 7. By Yom HaShemini, on the 8th day, Atzeret Yerachem, a special Yom Tev, Hashem says, you've been with me now, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you're about to go out and work all winter long. Let's take one last day. It's difficult for me to see you go. Let's take one last day, just me and you. 7 days of Sukkot, you brought sacrifices corresponding to the nations. On the last day, God says, now's the day for me and you. And it was instituted approximately less than 2,000 years ago. It was instituted that we conclude the Torah on this day. The rabbis instituted we read from the Torah reading every Shabbat. And the last Torah reading we read on Shmini Atzeret, on Simchat Torah. And we conclude the Torah. So then it became a Yom Tov also of Simchat Torah. Now, together with that, we also have the custom that at night we read from the Torah. And when we read from the Torah, we read a smaller section from the Torah. And because we're going to take out the Torah and we're concluding the Torah, we show how much we love the Torah. And Simchat Torah is also the day of the massive Siyum. We know that Shlomo HaMelech taught us that whenever you conclude a section of Torah, you celebrate the fact that you concluded. Oh, Baruch Haba, Baruch Haba. Leave it down. It says by Shlomo HaMelech, when he woke up in Melachim, it says, so he woke up and suddenly he knew a lot of things that he didn't know before him. Hashem gave him tremendous wisdom. So it says he made a big Yom Tov. From there we learn that you make Mikan Shosim, the Talmud says from here we learn that you make a Yom Tov when you celebrate a section of learning Torah. So in the times of the Gaonim, they instituted that we conclude the Torah on Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres became a double Yom Tov. It's the Yom Tov that Hashem said, it's my special day with you. 7 days of Sukkot was corresponding to the nations we bring Korbanos. Now it's my special day with you. And it's also our special Yom Tov that we celebrate that we're finishing the Torah. We're going to finish reading Parshas Zos HaBracha, conclude the Torah. So we do special things. When we take out the Sefer Torah first, we have a lot of singing welcoming the Torah. And then we're going to go around the Bima many times until finally we read from the Torah. We're showing how precious it is to us. And we also see here the Minog, that when you finish one thing, you automatically start again. So we automatically start from Bereishis. It's interesting though, when I was by Rav David Feinstein's shir, he didn't do this. We'd finish a Masechta, he didn't start the next Masechta. He'd make a Siyum, and then we'd go finish end of shir. I don't know why. He didn't seem to hold that there was a point in just reading a few lines when you don't know what you're reading and you don't have shir. If we didn't have time to have shir on another section, so he'd finish where he finished, made the Siyum, and walked out. That was it. So I don't know. But we our minig is that we do start Bereishis, Simchas Torah by morning. So again, Shachris is, many minyanim even do it quick. And then you have, taking out the Sefer Torah takes a long time. When we take out Sefer Torah, so our minig is that everyone gets an aliyah. And even little children, once they could read from the Torah, so we give them aliyah and they read. And that's because we fulfill the 7, the minimum aliyahs that we should have, 5 really. For Yom Tov, we fulfill with real aliyahs. And then we add to give everyone an aliyah. So we read over and over again the first section of Zos HaBracha, and everyone gets an aliyah. And usually shuls have more than one Sefer Torah, so they divide it. They go to different rooms and they read from the Torah, and everyone gets an aliyah. And then after everyone got an aliyah, so we conclude reading the Torah, and we honor the person who's going to conclude the reading of the Torah. We call him Chasan Torah. He's like the Chasan, he's finishing the Torah. And then we have Chasan Breishis, who begins the reading of the next round of the Torah, which we'll read Parshas Bereishis this coming Shabbos.
That's in the morning.
That's in the morning. At night, we only read a section of Zos HaBracha. We don't do a full thing at night. So at night, until you get home, it's very late. Because many places have hakafas for very, very long. Hakafas is the time that we go around and around the Bima. So what some yeshivas started doing is that they make it very short, and then at night they do all the celebration later, so that people get to eat the meal. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fast. So they get to the meal early, and then they go and they do it. Some people might think, what am I doing dancing like this? That's the Mishnah Berurah brings that no, the greater the person is, the more his dancing. The more he's Leibedik, the Gra used to dance very with a lot of Karach and Simchas Torah. A person is showing Kavod LaTorah, he's showing how much he loves the Torah, and Simchas Torah is the day. So a person is supposed to put in his Karach. On the other hand, I'm not sure that Chazal really had in mind that we should spend so much time on it. I mean, today it reaches a point. I remember as a child walking by yeshiva, it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were still doing hakafis. So you ask yourself, when are they going to get to eat the Suda Yom Tov? You're supposed to have a Suda, and there's also halacha, chetzi l'Hashem and chetzi l'Chem. We paskin that on a Yom Tov, you're supposed to have half the day for davening and learning Torah, and half the day for eating and enjoying and resting on Yom Tov. That's how we paskin. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's how the Gemara paskins. So that no one does. Very often on Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara was discussing, no one does that. See, Rosh Hashanah, no one gets home before 2, 3, right? So you see, we don't do that. But to the extent of Simchas Torah, I don't know if that's what the Mishnah Berurah meant. But who am I to say? You see that everyone does it, so obviously it must be right. You see, that's what they do. When I was a child, so my father was always careful to take us to the minyan, the finished on time, had hakafis, had dancing, but also finished on time. But today, you'd be hard-pressed to find such a thing. All around the minyanim run very, very late. And this is something that's a later institution, Simchas Torah being the day of Shmini Atzeres, not in the time of the Gemara. It's time of the Goyim. So that's our minhag. That's what we do. But it's different, slightly different. And tomorrow at Musaf, so we have a special tefillah. We have a tefillah. We're going to start Mashiv Rach Moed Hageshem. So we say a special tefillah, and then we begin by Musaf. And from then on, you say Mashiv Ruach Merid Hageshem. And if a person forgot to say Mashiv Ruach Merid Hageshem, so if he said Merid Atal, he doesn't have to go back. But if he did not say Merid Atal, then he has to repeat Shema Nesri. On right after Yom Tov, so we wait. You'll see on the calendars, we wait, depends on if you're in Chutzarts or in Eretz Yisrael, till when you wait, till when you're going to start saying B'tein Talu Matar Levracha. But Mashiv Ruach Merid Hageshem, we're going to begin in Mitzvah Shem Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. So that's important to know. From Musaf onward, if you're not sure what you said, we say the first 30 days, we assume you did what you're used to, you have to go back and say Shema Nesri again. Unless you said Merid Atal. If you're used to saying Merid Atal, so then you could assume you said that, and then you're okay.
Then on Mincha you start saying
Mincha also Mashiv Ruach Merid Hageshem. From Musaf onward. Any questions?
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, too late.
Too much. Thank you.
Thank you, Slipa.